All right, welcome back to Shed Talk. You know, this right here is a personal thing for me as far as this interview goes with this NDOT, with this guest, because it is June, and this is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And like I said before, a lot of my platforms that, you know, us men, the men out there, young men, you also have to pay attention to your mental health. Take a moment to step back and reflect on where you're at mentally. It's okay for this month right here for you to take some time aside and put some time and effort into yourself. With further ado, I actually had the opportunity to have this sit-down conversation with somebody that is a part of an association that is a national company that helps out men. With no further ado, welcome in, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fairly well. How about yourself? I hope everybody's doing well.
I'm doing pretty good, brother. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I had the opportunity to look at the website on here with Lone Star Dads.
Yeah.
It's very encouraging, man. It is very encouraging. I feel like it should have always been there. And it's nice that you have this opportunity to help out individuals. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, a little bit about myself. I'm a father of one. I just kind of, you know, been moving around. Went through a couple of divorces and stuff. No big deal. But just the camaraderie, like, didn't seem like dads had anything to do, or just didn't have a guy community of, hey, let's go do this. So moved around, lived in Georgia, moved back up here to West Virginia, got back to my home state. So this is where I'm at, and I felt like I could make a difference up here with Dad Tribes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about this company.
Okay, well, Andrew is the actual founder of it. Started back in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. He was noticing that things weren't like 100% with guys. Something was wrong. Something was different. There's millions of mom groups out there on Facebook. So he decided to start a dad group, and within weeks spread like wildfire. He started the Lone Star Dads down in Texas, and it spread like wildfire. And next thing you know, we had chapters in different places, and then I bought a chapter. So I've got a chapter up here in West Virginia. I'm the West Virginia Dad Tribe. So we've got chapters all over the nation right now, supporting dads, dads supporting dads, dudes supporting dudes. Was a movement for us long before it was on TikTok.
Right. So what does it mean by putting family first in today's world, and how does Tribe Dads help out with this?
Dad Tribes helps out with that because putting family first is intentional. Like, we want to definitely be there, be present, not just come home, kick your work boots off, sit in the chair. Like, we want it to be intentional. It's about being around your kids, being present with them, being present with your family. And it's not, you know, we're told that we're supposed to chase and hustle and grind and do all this stuff and build something great. Well,
right.
Let's build something together. That's what we're,
right. You know, one thing I always say all the time, I had some older individuals tell me before that, you can always make money, but you can't make memories.
That's correct.
Correct. Yeah, that's a real big thing. So tell me this. Go ahead.
Being present.
Okay. So you're present and involved. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You want to make sure that they have the correct time to be able to spend with their loved ones, and especially be at those ball games. And, you know.
Yeah.
As men, we want to take on the responsibility to being that provider, being that border, being everything that we possibly can be at the home front.
Correct. You know,
that is a big thing. So tell me, what is some of the kind of feedback that you got from some of these dads that have joined your tribe, and any powerful stories that you can share with us?
Oh, man. There's so many. We've had guys come to us and say we've saved their marriage. We've had guys come to us and said you've saved my life. We've had guys on the brink of suicide, and then they found our group, and it's saved their life. One dad broke down on a Christmas giveaway that we did that he actually won and wasn't able to give his children stuff, and then he was able to give them gifts that Christmas. So it was a big deal for him. It was really big for him and emotional. So, I mean, we've got a lot of great stuff. We've given away plane rides to families for their kids and stuff, Disney trips, all kinds of large events and giveaways.
Yeah, you guys kind of make everything, you kind of help out with making ends meet, making sure that reuniting dads with their children.
Correct.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. That is really awesome. So as far as in being that you have been, how long have you been associated with this organization?
I've been with them for about 3 months now.
Okay. And you've been up, it's been going good.
Since 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, was when it started with Andrew down in Texas.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Why do you feel there are so many dads out there looking for a community like this one right here?
Because I feel like there's not a brotherhood amongst dads. There's dads just, you know, we go out in the community and we got to walk around big-chested, barrel-chested and just be, oh, I'm tough, nothing's hurting, I'm okay. Whether it be mentally, physically, or whatever. But in our group, our chat is dads only. Like, there's no women in our chats. It's mother groups. There's no men in those mother groups. Our dad groups are just dads, real dads being real dads saying, man, I am mentally hurting today. I am physically hurting today. My son came to me with this, and man, it hit my heart. It makes me mentally sad. It's just a place where we can go, yeah, you know, I understand that and I can relate to that without a judgment of be a man, you know, and that kickback of you're supposed to be a man in society.
Yeah, that is so timely for us as men out here in the world that, you know, it's like, I don't want to say that we're programmed, but it's nice that you have, you're associated and affiliated with a chapter and organization nationwide that where men can put down their guards and be vulnerable with other men.
Correct.
You know, that's awesome because, I mean, how many times do we need somebody to talk to? How many times we need to, you know, we don't want to sound like we don't know what we're talking about, but we need help. You know, it said, I mean, I can't tell you I am this kind of person, but it said that us men, we don't like to ask for directions. We don't like to ask for small things on like, hey, how do you get there? You know, I like the way how you guys are breaking down these barriers. You're making it available for men to have out a network that they can talk to. I'm pretty sure that if you guys are in a big chat group, somebody's going to be awoke in that chat group, you know. So, you know, the way how the world goes, it's nice that, what are you saying?
Somebody is always available because we're nationwide and we have an app. You know, we have a Dad Tribe app also, which is connects us nationwide as a whole Dad Tribe, as a whole Lone Star Dad. So whether if you're East Coast and somebody's 3 hours, you know, it's midnight here. It's not only 9 o'clock on the West Coast. So somebody's going to pick up. So there's dads awake all the time, it seems. So
that's awesome. Who knows? That's awesome.
There's always somebody available. And I give out my business number all the time. Like if you need to call, you call this number. I'll be there. It stays on 24/7.
So tell us about one of your most memorable events or epic competitions, what it made and what made it special.
I haven't got to do anything yet here. I'm still getting some things organized, but up here we are having the West Virginia Cook-Off coming up August 2nd. I'm getting to help out with that one. We're having a huge, just big cook-off, West Virginia Cookout 2025, that I'm getting to help out with. It's going to be amazing. Everybody's welcome from anywhere. If you want to come, it's actually here in my hometown. It's pretty awesome. I'm going to be able to help with that. But just recently, we got tickets, 8 tickets, I think, to a baseball game. We got to take all the dads and their kids out to a baseball game, and they just got to have fun out there for free. Didn't cost them a dime.
That is awesome.
They were given to us.
So let me ask you a question. What pretty much helped you go with, as far as go with the theme for these trips or these giveaways? Like, where do you guys come up with these type of things? Is you got like a panel that comes out with these different ideas for these giveaways and these trips?
You're cutting out.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
You're cutting out on me.
I can hear you.
Okay. I couldn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my question was for you. Is like, how do you guys come up with some of these themes for some of these giveaways and these trips?
We really just communicate and work with the community around us. We go out, we communicate what our purpose is, let the local community know, and say, hey, do you have anything that you'd like to offer for our dads? And a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, they're like, yeah, here's some free tickets. Here's something for this. Here's some, come out and have a free bowling game. Or it's normally the community giving back to us so that we can give back out to them. So mostly okay. It's the community giving to us to give back out to the community.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let me ask you this question. All the dads out there that are soon to be dads are looking to join this organization. How do they get involved in these events and go through the process of signing up?
Well, there's two options. If you want to help with it, you go to Back the Dads, and that supports me locally or nationally. Back the Dads is what supports our program. That's for like our advertisers and stuff like that. And then for me locally is WestVirginiaDadTribe.com. And then, you know, if it's FloridaDadTribe.com. And so on. It just, you get in touch with somebody in your local area. But DadTribe.com will get you in the right direction. And we'll get you to the correct chapter. And then we also have Facebook groups as well. I have West Harrison and surrounding areas on a Facebook group, which is pinned in one of my TikToks. But I can get the link sent over to you. But I've got a Facebook group as well as like a Discord. So we have different little chat groups and stuff like that that we get in touch with. But mainly it's going to be Back the Dads if you want to support us, and West Virginia Dad Tribe if you want to support me specifically and join my tribe. And then we've got all the other dad tribes that you can find on just dadtribes.com.
Kind of, it's like, hey, if you got the internet, it's available. I'm sure you can pull out a way and they can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, and I can send you all the links.
Will actually have that on the bottom of this podcast here. There will be links there that dads can reach out and people can share them out to people that if they are interested in joining in your local area, it will be available. I got another question for you. As far as in a piece of advice, as I know that you're kind of newly to this, what kind of advice would you give to the dads out there that are feeling disconnected or burnt out?
Advice that I would give to dads feeling disconnected, burnout. Reach out. You're not the only one. I promise you, you're not the only one. This is kind of one of the reasons why we have this tribe, because you're not the only one. I know everybody says that, and you could preach it all day long that, oh, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. And everybody's going to tell you, and I'm not going to tell you to man up and do that. I'm going to tell you, honestly, just reach out.
Right.
Find somebody like us with a common interest like this, and you'll realize you're not the only one. If you're feeling burnout, join a group like this. We will help you out. We'll walk you through it. We help you I mean, we even have on the app, like, how to fix stuff. If you need help with your marriage, whatever it may be, we do all kinds of stuff. So if you're feeling burnout on something, talk to us. Just have a conversation. It's not a therapy session. It's a real dad that's been through the exact same stuff.
Right. He may be going through some things as well, and tips and tricks and how he dealt with some of the situation. Now, as far as in your West Virginia chapter, let me ask you a question. In 5 years, you know, looking down the road, where do you see your tribe at, as far as in the outlook of things?
Where do I see my tribe at? Oh, man, yeah. We're West Virginia Pride.
Big dreams, bro.
Here. So in 5 years, man, I see a huge difference up here. I see these big, big extravagant events, huge events that are absolutely free for all these dads. That way they can just, they don't have to worry about it. And they know, and then maybe it can become an annual event instead of like a sporadic event. Like, it's more of like an annual event. Hey, can't wait to see y'all next year. Can't wait to see y'all in 3 months. Can't wait to see y'all in 6 months or whatever. I look to plan to have set events for these dads so they have something to look forward to and know it's going to happen.
Now, I know you talked about the barbecue that you got going on in your town, and you said anybody mm-hmm. can show up there. Now, let me ask you a question. As far as it goes down to the communication and events that you have going on, what are some of the upcoming events that you would like to have take place or you have scheduled?
Right now, I don't have any events other than focusing on trying to get, you know, I'm helping. It's not actually my event, but I'm helping with this cookout, trying to get my name out there a little bit more, trying to build my tribe up a little bit better. So I'm helping with this event. It's not under Dad Awesome. Tribe by any means, but I'll be wearing my Dad Tribe gear and going out there and helping them out for free. That's what we do. We get out there and go, and I've got some other dads that are looking to come out and help me as well. We're just going out there to help and make sure that their event goes well, hopefully get our name out there. And I'd love to do an event very similar to this, even if it's a small local thing, just in the town, like 10, 15 dads, just come out, like grab a couple beer, sit down at a grill and just smoke cigars, have a beer, eat some hot dogs and hamburgers. Just something to get out of the house, maybe from the wife and the kids for just an hour, 2 hours. Something that's safe and not crazy. Doesn't cost them time.
Okay, that's awesome. So as far as in how can individuals get a hold of you if they would like to sign up?
If they would like to sign up, they can go to WestVirginiaDadTribe.com. And then on that page, they can go there. I've also got the Facebook page, which is West Virginia Dad Tribe Harrison-Surrounding Areas on Facebook.
Okay. Hey, you know, this has been great information. I took a lot of notes down on here. And I really appreciate you, Mike, reaching out and giving us this information. And thank you very much, brother.
You cut out on me again.
Oh, my bad. All I was saying was thank you, and I appreciate this time. And we'll have all the information available. All right, man. This is Shed Talk, y'all, and y'all have a good one.